USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This condition is serious, and we continue to learn of additional deaths.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that there seems to be no sign that the mysterious illness linked to vaping is fading anytime soon. CDC Dr. Ann Schuchat yesterday held a media call to update reporters on the numbers.
There have been 18 deaths confirmed and reported to CDC from 15 states. And we know that additional deaths are under investigation.
President Trump now calling on China to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, alleging they've been involved in corrupt deals. But now Chinese officials say they want no part of it. Yesterday saying they have little interest in getting involved in a U.S. political controversy. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A new report says violent crime has fallen in the U.S. for a second consecutive year. The FBI's 2018 Crime in the U.S. report out this week showing the estimated number of violent crimes dropped by more than 3% from 2017. Attorney General William Barr giving credit to Project Safe Neighborhoods, which he says packs a powerful punch by combining advanced data with local leadership. And the Justice Department says it's the centerpiece of its violent crime reduction strategy. Mahatma Gandhi's ashes are missing. Some of the Indian independence champion's ashes were taken on Wednesday from a memorial in central India on what would have been Gandhi's 150th birthday. The German foreign minister says the European Union will retaliate for new tariffs that the U.S. is imposing on European imports. The Trump administration announcing plans for the new tariffs on Wednesday of this week. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
There's word of some progress towards ending the General Motors workers' strike. Now in its 19th day, people familiar with the negotiations say representatives of GM and the United Auto Workers Union are narrowing gaps between their positions. The negotiators reportedly have been passing comprehensive proposals back and forth all week. Nearly 50,000 workers from plants across the nation have been on strike since September 16th. Energy Secretary Rick Perry is resigning. Politico says the former Texas governor is planning to step down next month and will be replaced temporarily by Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette. Perry's decision reportedly had nothing to do with President Trump's impeachment inquiry. Perry, though, has found himself involved in the whistleblower complaint about Trump pressuring Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden, but while he was asked for details about his recent travels to Ukraine, indications are that this decision was coming before the impeachment inquiry began. And Colombian authorities say three smugglers stayed alive after their boat capsized by clinging to bales of cocaine. Authorities say a wave hit the boat as it was sailing off the country's Pacific coast on Saturday, and over a ton of the baled cocaine spilled into the water. The men were found floating in the shark-infested waters about 7 hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.